He will also explain a little about the range of activities and activities that go on at the hospital. It services a very broad part of the community. So let me hand over to Dr. Pratap. And then once we're finished, we'll then go down to the buses. Please get on the front bus first. Yeah? Onto the front bus first. Then it can go. And then after that. Okay? And then the buses will come back at 5 o'clock. Yeah? So there'll be a tour of the hospital. And then there'll be afternoon tea. The hospital always puts on a very special afternoon tea, and then buses will come back at 5 o'clock. They will leave the hospital at 5 o'clock.
Om Shanti and good afternoon. Very happy to be with you again. And as Frank said about the hospital, normally hospitals are very dry places. You know, when people go to hospital, they feel scared. But you'll find a different hospital. This is a hospital with touch of spirituality. It's a holistic hospital. It's a hospital without walls. And all that means that not only we receive patients to the hospital, but we reach out to the people who cannot come to us. So it was started in 91. And 91 it was started only with about a staff of 30 people. And today we have grown to almost 300. And it has become a 100-bedded hospital. Besides that, we have units in Abu Road, which is the foothills of the mountains, a trauma center, eye hospital, and the community hospital. And this is the model of the hospital which you can see. It was designed in such a way that it merges with the landscape of the hospital. So this is what it looks like. These are the specialty. It is like any other modern hospital, but except that it has complementary systems of medicine like Ayurveda, magnet therapy, homeopathy, acupressure, and also meditation, which we offer to the patients. We have a special department which we call it spirituality and well-being. So there a spiritual counselor is there, and we use spirituality for, like any hospital would have ICU, physiotherapy, sonography, mammography, all those technical gadgets are there. Basically it was created, the almost 43% of the population of this district is tribal. And Gracias and Bhils are the tribes which are indigenous people, what we call. And they are looked after by mobile clinics. And medical camps are held there regularly. And then we also run courses, educational courses for the young boys and girls of this place. Like we run a course in optometry, we run a course in nursing, diploma, degree, all these courses. And then we train also nursing aides. So that is to provide employment to the... And then research. Because meditation is our principal thing, is our major area of interest. So we have been studying meditation in heart disease, meditation in drug addictions, and meditation in diabetes. So we did publish some research papers on how coronary artery disease regression can happen with lifestyle change. Lifestyle change would include exercise, diet, special diet, meditation and counseling. So that combined together can bring out the change. So that's what is the holistic part of the... And these are the other units which have come in the recent times. We have a hospital in Mumbai also, which is a public-private partnership hospital, which is a specialized hospital. Then we have a small clinic in Baroda, then the trauma center, and a rural center. And then we, from 150 kilometers from here, we run another eye hospital. And lastly, now we are starting a specialized kind of a hospital which would have cardiology, neurology, neurosurgery, gastroenterology, all these kinds. This foundation was laid by our Prime Minister. This is some of the pictures. You know, you can see the community service. We almost cater to about 150,000 patients in the outpatients and 4,000 around annual surgeries. And then we, like, there are a couple of social security programs of the government, we participate in that. These are the community service programs where the tribal people, the school children, all these are served. So these pictures are there for you to see. And not only general care, but then we do eye screening programs, dental screening programs, a pediatrician would go to the villages, screen the school children, all that happens. And we work with Smile Train, which is an American NGO, to repair the cleft lip and cleft palate patients. We do almost 400 to 600 surgeries every year. And about joint replacement, you know, which is highly specialized, but that too also happens here. Like ENT, general surgery, by screening camps. Then Ayurveda, homeopathy. You know, part of the Ayurveda is Panchkarma, which consists of various processes to rejuvenate the body. And these are the research projects which we have catered to in these days. And these research particularly on meditation, how meditation helps people who are on substance abuse, how meditation helps patients with diabetes and patients with coronary artery disease regression. There was nothing so magical about it, but we just taught people how to lead their lives. You know, their lifestyle was changed. We were offering them vegetarian diet, a regular exercise, just about 40 minutes brisk walk in the morning and about 20 minutes gentle stroll after dinner. And then the diet was more of coarse grains, fruits and salad and all those things. And plus meditation. So that really brought the change. People who were hardly able to walk for 100 meters, they could lead their normal lives. They had given up because they were either not fit for surgery or they were not able to afford for the surgery. And there were some people who opted for it. Even after having surgery, they had problems and they were supposed to get re-surgery done or get angioplasty done. But with meditation, with vegetarian diet and exercise, they recovered well. These are the training programs which you do for the nursing, the optometry students, and also the lab technician, all this. We run a graduate course in the nursing, and then we also run a diploma course in the nursing and optometry. These are some of the organizations which support our work. Across the world, these are the NGOs which have been supported our work, because it's purely a charity. We don't charge anything for consultation, and poor patients who cannot afford, they are treated free of cost. But people who can afford to pay, we encourage them to pay so that they can recover some cost of the care. Thank you. Rest. If you have any questions, you can ask here or you can ask.
Right. Just to think about, you've now been in Mount Abu for a few days. You can see the size of the township, the number of people around. You came up the mountain, yeah, when you arrived. Just imagine what this township would be like if there was no hospital, which was the case until this was established. So it serves a great purpose in the community, not just to the Brahma Kumaris that established it and run it, but it provides a great service and helps train local people, gives them careers, as well as maintains health, and has a great outreach program into all the surrounding areas. So it really is a marvellous facility. So any questions anyone has now, or once you get there? Good for the moment. I'm sure you'll have lots of questions and be interested as you arrive. So as you arrive at the hospital, you'll get off the bus, then walk up to the reception area, and there will be brothers and sisters meeting you and will take you in small, medium-sized groups so that you can see around, not in too large a group, and then you can ask questions of them, or if there are specialist questions, there'll be other of Dr. Partap's team who can help. And then there'll be afternoon tea. Yes, sister, one question.
Challenges, the major challenge is finding the human resource, because we are sitting in a remote place which is not so big. The population, total population of Mount Abu is only 20,000. We cater mostly to the village patients, the tribal population. So to get specialist doctors is always a challenge. But then we are able to find, you have to provide them extra facility, extra incentives, then only they'll come from the bigger cities to this place. So particularly when someone resigns, leaves the place to search his or her replacement, is a nightmare for me.
There were recently, I had the advantage of visiting there were two chiropractors who came from the UK. In fact, there were three, yes, I met two of them. Mm. They were here for a week providing service. They were doing, I think, about 120
patients every day.
Patients each day.
From 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the evening.
There was another beautiful gentleman, I remember, a doctor who did knee replacements.
That Dr. Marcus Frohling, he is a German doctor, but unfortunately we lost him. He passed away last year.
How many knee operations would he do?
He would do, in a day, he would do 3 to 4 surgeries. But now we have an Indian doctor who's been supporting us. He comes almost every month, and whatever cases we collect, he operates. And he doesn't charge any professional fees. And the patients do pay what they can afford. And some of these patients fall now these days, because of the Prime Minister Modi's program, now poor people have an insurance about up to 500,000 rupees. So that is covered by the schemes. The poor people are covered by that.
So there are many people from outside of India who know of this, and then they come and they go, this is beautiful, I would like to volunteer. Can I come and do service here for a week or a month? And they go. So Dr. Pratap engages with those people, and so sometimes they come once, sometimes they come each year. So there's lots of volunteer activities.
December we are having a general surgeon arriving from Australia, Brisbane.
There you go.
He's Sri Lankan, but he's coming for a month.
So let's go and see and visit the hospital. So please go down to the buses. As
Thank
I
you.
Mentioned, get on the first bus first. And then the buses will probably be ready to come back 4:30, but by 5 at the latest.